Today on Press TV, Russia calls on the UN to investigate a recent deadly fire in the Ukrainian port city of Odessa. Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vitaly Chokin, has called for an impartial probe. Last month's blaze killed dozens of pro-Moscow activists at the trade union building in Odessa. A renegade Libyan general who has launched an operation against the government says a civilian presidential council should be formed to take over power in the country. Khalifa Haftar says the highest judicial authority should task the council to form an emergency cabinet and organize legislative elections. The family of an American girl killed by Israeli forces appeals to the Israeli Supreme Court after a lower court refused to hold the Israeli military accountable for their daughter's death. Rachel Curry, a pro-Palestinian activist, was crushed to death by an Israeli military bulldozer in 2003. The UN says over a dozen people have died in a cholera outbreak in South Sudan. UN chief spokesman Stephanie Dujarric said humanitarian workers are trying to improve sanitation inside UN bases. The first case of cholera was reported in the capital Juba on May 15th. In the U.S., over 100 fast food workers have been arrested during a protest outside McDonald's corporate headquarters in the state of Illinois. The rally comes ahead of McDonald's annual shareholders meeting. The protesters want higher wages and a right to establish a union without retaliation. Russia says it will veto a draft UN Security Council resolution to refer the Syrian conflict to the International Criminal Court. If it comes to a vote, Russia's UN envoy Vitaly Chokin called the French draft resolution a publicity stunt. He said it would undermine efforts towards a political solution. The US is sending troops to Africa to help locate scores of kidnapped girls in Nigeria. President Barack Obama says 80 troops have been deployed to Chad, which shares a common border with Nigeria. The service personnel will conduct intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance operations. And transport chaos in Brazil as a strike by bus drivers in Sao Paulo enters its second day. The drivers demand better pay. Half of the city's bus terminals have been closed and some drivers abandoned their vehicles in the middle of the street, causing heavy traffic. Those are latest here on Press TV.